I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past week, I watched the original Amityville Horror from 1979. Why am I reviewing this old movie? Well, it was my birthday recently, and I decided to look up what film was number one at the box office on the day I was born. It was The Amityville Horror, released August 3rd, 1979, the day before I was born. So, my birthday film is The Amityville Horror. You know, that's pretty respectable. I mean, my birthday movie could have been something completely boring or lame or forgotten, like The Black Stallion or Airport 79. Nope, I got The Amityville Horror, a horror film. Apparently, it was a huge hit, too, so I'll take it. Okay, so I have seen this movie before. In fact, I've seen it maybe three or four times before, but I went ahead the other day and I rented it on YouTube because why not? If I'm just reviewing random stuff now, there's nothing stopping me. Okay, so it's The Amityville Horror. This movie stars James Brolin and Margot Kidder as a couple who move into a house in upstate New York only to learn the place is haunted. Really haunted. Or maybe it's possessed. Actually, I'm not totally sure what's going on with this house. The Amityville Horror doesn't make much of an effort to explain to us, at least in a coherent way, what exactly is the deal with this place. It's definitely evil, we can tell that much, but that's all we know for sure. Is it haunted? Is it possessed? Does it really matter? Let's just call it haunted. The couple and their three kids move into this house, and all the normal haunted house stuff starts happening. You know, doors shut themselves, there's weird noises in the night, masses of flies cover things, there's ooze coming out of the keyholes, the dog is acting strange. James Brolin's character George also seems to be going insane as a result of living in this house. His mood gets fouled, he stops going to work, he becomes obsessed with chopping wood all day for a fire that he thinks is never hot enough. The guy gets short with his wife and kids. Margot Kidder is oddly tolerant of this, but maybe that's just how marriages were back then. If a husband started acting like an ill-tempered jerk all of a sudden, would a wife back then just accept it? I'm actually not sure. Anyway, Brolin's George here seems threatening, like he could become violent, and he's intimidating because he's a big guy. What struck me about The Amityville Horror while watching this film the other day is how similar it is to the haunted house movies of today. Take, say, The Conjuring or Insidious. The progression is about the same. The family moves into a new place, strange things happen, they ramp up over time until by the end of the film the entire house is shaking, there's furniture on the ceiling, and people are screaming. The Amityville Horror follows all these beats, but there are a few differences as well. I mentioned that not much is done to explain to us why these things are happening. I actually kinda like that. In a modern haunted house movie, we'd get some investigation scenes and a backstory about a woman who killed her baby and then herself, or a priest who went insane and murdered someone in the house or something like that. For this, who knows? The house is evil. Just accept it. At a certain point, there are so many crazy things going down in this house that the age-old haunted house question of why don't you just get out of there does come up. I had been thinking that almost from the start of the film. The daughter's got an imaginary friend that causes her to act creepy, a window slams down on one of the son's hands, injuring him, dad's going insane, a priest goes crazy after entering the place. Look, this house clearly has problems, just get out of there. And it's funny because Margot Kidder finally suggests that to James Brolin toward the end of the movie. It's nearly the end, and she finally says, why don't we just get out of here? And do you know what he tells her? He gets angry, and he says that she's the one who wanted to buy the damn house so she can stay in it. Really, he refuses to get out of this evil house just despite his wife for wanting to buy it. Anyway, as in all haunted house movies, things get totally gonzo in their final night there, 3 weeks after they've moved in, and the family does finally get out. Of course, that's after George has tried to kill his wife with an axe. He swings it at her and misses, and then seems to finally come to his senses. It's a good thing for him this movie takes place in 1974, because if he had pulled something like that in 2020, he'd definitely be canceled. He'd apologize on Twitter, you know, explaining that a possessed house drove him insane, but Twitter would never accept that. Okay, so the family drives away and the movie ends, just as the house seems to be literally crumbling. This house is so evil that it destroys itself. So, is the Amityville Horror scary? You know, I bet it would have been sitting in a theater in 1979, so I'd say yes. Yes, it is. The evil house can be scary because we never know what it's going to do next. The film is shot well. One thing I didn't quite like about the film is a subplot involving that priest who goes insane. It doesn't really go anywhere other than showing us that the house has the ability to, well, blind someone and make them crazy. The priest is played by Rod Steiger, and boy, does he overact. Just listen to him go. Okay, so maybe the priest was a little entertaining, and besides, a haunted house movie always has to have some Catholic stuff. The performances in this movie, apart from the priest, are all solid. As mentioned, James Brolin is intimidating as this guy who's losing it. Margot Kidder is also good, as always, although she really doesn't have a whole lot to do here. One thing I do like about the Amityville Horror is the film features no pointless skeptics. You know, haunted house movies these days always have a character who refuses to believe that anything supernatural is going on. A piano could be floating right in front of his face as another character's head spins around in circles, and he would still insist there's a reasonable explanation for everything. We don't really have anyone like that in this movie, apart from maybe the main family living in the house, because after all, they don't leave. The Amityville Horror overall is entertaining. It's creepy. It holds up pretty well. I recommend renting this movie on YouTube for a few bucks. Be sure to watch it in the dark. I give the Amityville Horror a 3 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.